It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
DSW semi-annual sale starts now. Twice a year, tons of deals going fast. It's all or nothing. A designer shoe warehouse will give you something to brag about. Like 40% off clearance in all DSW stores. Or an extra 10% off clearance at DSW.com. Don't sleep on these savings. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. DSW, let us surprise you.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday. So, shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
We got our guy Josh Vernier in studio, Royals insider, of course, tonight. Get you set as the Royals take on the Red Sox. Jordan Lyles. Jordan Lyles need win number four, I guess.
Yeah,
it would be.
It's going to happen.
And that'll get us in position.
That's going to be dangerously close to this bottle of Dom if he wins tonight.
Four I know. Wins? No, we've been excited on the postgame show about it. We're following along. We're rooting for. We're always rooting for Jordan Lyles, but now that it's going to cost you, I don't know how
what
much.
Was that, 250?
Yeah.
Probably a couple, 250. Maybe I can get a discount somewhere.
Okay. Oh, sure. Here we, well, discount Dom.
He's going to end up not paying for it.
I'm going to go find somebody I used to work in restaurants with and be like, what's your cost on that? You feel like you can set me up at cost?
Yeah, you might be able to pull that off, actually. But we're all rooting for Jordan Lyles.
Yeah. Got to have something. I mean, other than Jordan Lyles, I've been saying with the last week and a half or so and how the team has performed, they could lose four in a row, but if you told me that Cole Reagans and Brady Singer continue to pitch the way they have, that's all I care about right now on the on the pitching front. During the winning streak, that was great, but it was exciting to me because of the individual performances within the winning streak that allowed them to get to that.
Without question, especially Brady and Bobby. I think when they perform at that level, it allows the rest of the complementary pieces to serve in complementary roles where they you show up to the ballpark on a Brady Singer day knowing if we can scratch across a few runs, we got a chance to win. A lot like what we saw throughout last season from Brady Singer. When Bobby Witt Jr. is performing like a superstar, suddenly MJ Melendez doesn't feel the need to be the superstar. Massey doesn't need to hit the
Those guys are getting way better,
run.
Too.
They sure are. Since the All-Star break, MJ, Massey, and Waters all have an OPS in the 800s. And that, to me, over these final 47 games, is the most intriguing aspect of this team, along with Cole Reagans, of course. To me, MJ Melendez can't change my opinion of him in these final 47. The questions I have about him right now are going to be the questions I have at the beginning of spring training. But Drew Waters and Michael Massey can. Now, Waters, of course, dealt with the injury to start the season. Massey dealt with some, do I belong in the big leagues? Who am I in the big leagues? Where do I fit in on this team? I think he dealt with that early on this season. And the both of them, right? It's their first spring training where they showed up expected to be on a big league club. And the way that Massey's finishing, again, an OPS in the 800s, I don't even need that. If he can give me a 775 OPS in that glove, playing a premium position of second base, that's a guy that could join that group of Bobby, Michael, and Vinny, of guys that have already passed this evaluation season. Drew Waters, if he can be a guy with a 775 OPS, I can win with that glove, whether it's in center field or in right field. Those two are exciting, along with Cole Reagans. Those are the guys right now that get me to tune in on a nightly basis. I enjoy what Kyle Isbell's doing. We know about his glove. But like MJ Melendez, Isbell and Melendez, I need to see a full 162. I know MJ's got a good bat. I know Isbell's got a good glove. I didn't need to see that this season. What I needed to see was them to be I need Isbell to be a quality bat for the full season, and I need MJ Melendez to be a power bat for the full season. That can't happen, so hopefully it happens next year, if they return next year.
When I hear at least two of the names, Cole Reagans and Drew Waters, shouldn't this give you some JJ hope? I mean, he's pulled off two deals for big league players that are instantly contributing to the masses right now. Maybe Drew Waters is just a fourth outfielder in the long run, but it's not like all they gave up was a compensatory pick. A guy who might have been 19 years old, you weren't going to see 7 years from now, right? I mean, and Cole Reagans, that might end up being the steal of the trade deadline if this thing keeps going that direction. I don't know that it can or will. But if it goes that way, I mean, for all of baseball, this might be the steal of the trade deadline, finding Cole Reagans. It gives me a little renewed hope in and I was fine with JJ. It was just that one move I didn't like. I think fans who were hard for JJ for that one thing should probably be looking at some of these other ones recently that look like they're working.
Congratulations, by the way, to Nicky Lopez for making his first appearance in a game with the Atlanta Braves last night. Nice to see him come in as a pinch hitter. So congratulations to Nicky Lopez. Hopefully tonight we get a chance to see it's not Thomas the Hitman Hearns. It's Taylor Hearn, the reliever that they got for the Braves. As it's certainly more and more as a week has gone by, it looks like we'll take your with all due respect trash or our with all due respect trash. But as far as JJ is concerned, go back to last year's trade deadline, the Drew Waters acquisition, what you got for Carlos Santana, what you got for Andrew Benintendi. Then you look at this offseason, you made three signings, really. Aroldis Chapman, Ryan Yarbrough, and Jordan Lyles.
We like to return on two for sure.
And Lyles is going to give you 170 some odd innings in a season that has been miserable with or without Jordan Lyles. So he's eating up the frames. He's earning what is not an extraordinary contract. Nothing to get all that upset about. And Yarbrough, the guy, you got two infielders or two hitters for him at the deadline. The guy, the 26-year-old that you got from the Dodgers, went deep last night.
Someone that we haven't talked a whole lot about on this show, we finally did this week, and it's Freddie Freeman. And he's kind of fascinating because he's not 24 years old. He's, what, 28 years old?
Yep.
So, okay, he's not a young prospect or anything like that, but I think he surprised everybody. I think he surprised the Royals organization as well. Does that progress with him change how the organization can also feel when it comes to this offseason with moving on from Salvador Perez? Does it not factor into that decision, you think? Where does Freddie Freeman fit in this thing going forward?
Well, he stays. Not that he's untouchable, but he certainly makes it easier to trade Salvador Perez. But even if he doesn't emerge, I still think Salvi is trade bait this offseason. To me, Vinny, Prado, Freeman, Salvi, you got to trade one of them this offseason. Pasquantino's coming off injury. Prado's hurt right now. Fermin's 28. It just makes sense to trade Salvi this offseason. And then I think Brady Singer, there's a conversation to have about him.
I'm scared because you finally have quality, like maybe a couple of quality stars, and you're just going to get rid of one?
If you're not going for it next year, like if you're not trying to win this garbage division next year, I think you need to trade Brady Singer this offseason. MJ Melendez, I think, is an interesting trade idea because all it takes is one team to go, Royals are ruining that dude. He's a catcher. Bring him here. We'll part with the top prospect because we think that dude is a 20 home run, 25 home run.
And we're going to get catcher. That at catching, which means.
Right. So I think MJ Melendez is another idea of possibly being moved this offseason. I forgot where I was going. Where did this...
Freddie Freeman. Yeah, where does he fit in? I mean, like, if Salvi's gone, is he starting a catcher next year for the Kansas City Royals?
I have no issue with it.
He's starting now, yeah.
Because to me, if it's a big spot right now, I want Salvi at the dish, Bobby, Michael, and then Freddie. You know, Vinny's banged up or else he'd be on that list, but Freddie, to me, is as professional and at bat as you're going to find outside of Michael Garcia right now on this club. With or without the emergence of Freddie this season, though, I think Salvi is trade bait this offseason. But I talk about the evaluation season and who's passed it. I talk about Bobby, Michael, Vinny, and Freddie Freeman. I want him on the team. I'm not going to say that he's untouchable, but I'm more sold on Freddie Freeman right now than I am on Isbell, Melendez, Massey, or Waters.
Those guys, which is fine, because like when you have numbers at it, I'm always okay, because it's like, well, okay, I only really need one or two of those guys to pan out. The other ones don't. They either become utility players or they're not on this roster anymore, and you're not hurt by it. moving forward, because you'll have other players ideally come up. Fermin, the thing when I like that those occur is that winning organizations always have Freddie Fermins. The Cardinals, for those like two decades when they were a nuisance to Major League Baseball, they'd call up some guy you've never heard of.
He'd be
27 years old. You're like, who the hell is this guy? Mm-hmm. And he'd come up there and he'd hit 310 with a 370 on base percentage for like a year, and you'd never hear from him again. And he'd just be a reliable player for a contingent team. You're like, the hell happened here? Who is this person and why are they here? I feel like good organizations bring up people you don't expect.
But do you expect them to fade then?
Well, I just don't think I don't think Freddie Fermin should be your 6-year plan, you know?
Sure.
That's not realistic. Can he start this year and next year? Yeah. But that's why they keep drafting the Blake Mitchells of the world. That when Freddie Fermin eventually or can eventually be beat out for the job, fine. But you still need players like that coming up.
Yeah, and next to pitching, catching's the position that you can never have enough of because it's such a brutal spot.
You can't get very many salvies in your life and just go 162 games a year.
Right. And look, next season, it really comes down to what John Sherman and J.J. Piccolo take from this evaluation season. Again, with 47 games to go, personally, like I said, I still can have my opinion changed on Massey and Waters. And if that happens, you know, if they, in my opinion, pass the evaluation season, man, that means you're going into 2025. You certainly need two starting pitchers. I'm fine with Singer as your 3, Reagans as your 4, Lyles as your 5. You need two starting pitchers. But, man, you look at that offense, and if Massey and Waters can finish strong to go along with Bobby and Michael, the return of Vinny Pasquantino, you know, that's 5 deep. We'll see what happens with Salvador Perez, but that could make you 6 deep. If you're trying to win, if you're trying to see what the wild card's like or win this garbage division, it is possible. So how much roster turnover would there be? To me, it comes down to this home stretch and who else do you put in the same breath as Bobby and Michael? Who else is a part of this team in 2026 when they better be really good?
I heard you say the word, so we back Bobby Witt Jr. Superstar? I mean, he's playing like it. There's absolutely no argument for that.
Yeah, since the beginning of July, he's one of the 10 best players on the planet. Why not? Yeah, sure. Why not talk superstar? The numbers that he's putting up are reflective of a superstar, but superstars, of course, do it consistently. So put up an 800 OPS in August. Put up an 800 OPS in September. Prove that July wasn't just lightning in a bottle and everything was clicking. He's only had 3 months. Now, again, it's a second year of the big leagues. But last June and July had an OPS north of 800. July this year, of course, near 1,000 OPS. But prove that that wasn't just a hot stretch. Finish the season strong. End the year with an 800 OPS, and you can really start to see monumental gains, both offensively, defensively, on the base paths, 2022 to 2023. You make that kind of a jump, and sure, yeah, it certainly would appear that 2024 is going to be your breakout. I'm here in Patrick Mahomes' voice.
That's right.
It's important to know he is significantly better on defense this year, like by every metric, because like I was hard on him. I'm like, yeah, man, because like my whole theory in the beginning was, I don't know if in the long run, if Bobby Wood Jr. shouldn't just get big and hit 50 homers and play
third.
And I was
with you. I remember
like, when
I
he played third like, base.
You know what's helped?
He played so much better at short. I'm like, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong.
Michael Garcia's helped a lot. I was talking this last homestand with Bobby about it. Just watching the Michael Garcia carries himself and plays like he's 33, not 23. And that's easygoing, cool, calm, collected nature of Michael Garcia. Bobby's noticed it, and it's helped him, in my opinion, go from a 12, which was hurting him defensively, was hurting him offensively, was just moving too quick. It's helped him dial that 12 back to about a 9.5, and that's why we're seeing the star that we are right now.
You're going to send me like $7 from Equifax? I don't want Equifax at $7. Someone else can have my share.
You laugh, but absolutely, I seek these things out as well, man.
Seek them out.
Yeah, so sometimes they are only like 8. I got one for milk for like $6, okay?
Milk? You don't even drink
milk.
Hold up.
I've
never been to
milk. is paying Alex Gold.
There was milk.
There was sponsored by
there
milk.
Was milk.
Him and Bo Jackson.
There was there was a check. I think I filled it out in like 2019. It finally came in a year or two ago. The biggest one I ever got, though, just 2 months ago, I got to find the tweet, and I sent the screenshot. I got Venmo'd about $65, and I'm trying to remember what the...
$65.
It was the Yahoo. It was like the Yahoo data breach or something.
Mm-hmm. So you are legitimately filling these out.
I got that too. I got the exact same one.
I mean, if it's something that I actually was part of, I'm not.
So you're saying I'm missing out here? You're saying I should be filling this out?
The Equifax one. I did the Yahoo one.
So if there's a settlement,
forget about it.
If the deadline, let's say, is this month, 2020, August 2023.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!